Let's see how this one pans out as they drop the clutches and get underway, or most of them do. We've got a couple stalling on the line. Number five, Mika Abraham's really slow away, and even slower away. Oh, damage as he gets collected there. Somebody's lost the front wing and into the barriers on the run into the first corner. That was because of the stricken car, Mika Abrahams. He got hit by a car on the way past, and that car has got buried into the tyre barrier on the inside of the run to Paddock Hill Bend. The other one that was very slow away, even slower, was Zach Skoular, number 23. But the safety car has immediately been deployed. I'm pleased to say the driver looks okay. Can't tell you exactly which one it is yet because it's hidden from my view. But he's okay. He's out of the car. That's always a sketchy moment where, unfortunately, a driver gets stuck on the grid. But driver out of the car and safety car out, so nobody can overtake anymore. That car is in a precarious position. The other car that's got stranded is the car that was slow away, I'm afraid, for Mika Abrahams. And that got hit, and then the right rear suspension damage to that car, which has caused it to have an issue. So I think it might be the 44 car of Ella Lloyd that has ended up in the barrier. Driver absolutely fine, to say, which is the key thing. But the car is buried in the tyre barrier. Everybody's actually been sent through the pit lane because the car on the track on the way into the start, into the Paddock Hill Bend, and a car just off the track on the grass. So they're sent through so as to avoid that area. But looks both drivers absolutely fine, which is the key thing here. So Deegan Fairclough, for all that drama, held on to the lead of the race in the number seven car. Alex Ninovich second, and third place, Rowan Campbell-Pilling. They all held station. Gaining two places up to fourth, Reza Siruthan, number four. Number 18, James Higgins gained three up to fifth. Number 78, Jack Sherwood, made up four places as well to be in sixth place. Abby Pullings made up a couple of places in car nine to be seventh. Kui is in eighth place in car 56. Molnar, number 24, ninth. Tenth, number eight, Darian Arney. And, yeah, to confirm, Mika Abrahams and Ella Lloyd, both out of the cars, both fine. But scary moment that. Mika had actually got going. He stalled it off the line, but then the car did get going, but very slowly away. But not really expect to see a car static or very slowly moving away and nowhere to go. Ella Lloyd clipped the car, and that was enough to send her to the inside and into the barriers. It's the barriers that are basically the exit to the pit lane that she's come into. But as I say, absolutely fine she is, but that car is stuck in their tyre barrier now. Mika Abraham's car, which got hit on the back rear corner, that suspension's gone, so that can't go any further. He's out of the car. He's fine as well, but that car is parked up on the, well, two-thirds of it on the grass on the outside on the run to Paddock Hill Bend. So still the Formula 4 cars being sent through the pit lane while they try and clear up the operation. And the clock continues, of course, to tick down with 16 and a half minutes to go. Incidentally, only two of the three races were run because of the inclement weather at Donington Park. The race that was missed will be rerun, but as part of the Snetterton weekend in 2 weeks' time. So there'll be four Formula 4 races in 2 weeks' time, and they'll get that round back. But a miracle, really, that we've got any racing at all at Donington a couple of weeks ago, thanks to the hard work of the Donington Park and MSV staff and all the marshals to get things cleared up and the weather finally relenting. So, yeah, Deegan Fairclough with a win and a second, 46 points championship lead after the first weekend. 25 points it is for a win in races 1 and 3, 18 for second, 15 for third, down to a point for 10th, exactly the same scoring system as in Formula 1 because it's an FIA formula. And in race 2, the reverse grid race, it is only the top 8 that score points, with 15 for a win, 12 for second, 10 for third, down to a point for 8th, plus up to 10 points per position gained in the reverse grid race, which sees the top 12 from qualifying reversed for what will be the first race of the day tomorrow. Everybody's fastest lap time is what set the grid for the third and final race. Deegan Fairclough then leading them around after an excellent start to what's his second campaign in the championship. As I mentioned earlier on, as I'm sure lots of you know, if you watched the championship last year, he raced for his first season in car racing last year, finished third in the championship in the JHR Developments car, off the back of winning a sim racing competition, essentially. He was a talented gamer. He was, out of 1,000 entrants, the top driver in the Rocket Racing Star competition, the prize for which was a £250,000 funded drive in towards the season of 2023 in real life Formula 4. And he did a great job. He got better and better as the season went on and finished third in the championship. He's moved now to the high-tech Pulse 8 team as Deegan, a 17-year-old from Hawley in Surrey, and his local circuit here. Did some kart racing when he was younger as well, but wouldn't necessarily have had the chance to race in single-seaters had it not been for that Rocket programme. So he's your race leader. Alex Ninovich is the driver in second place, who also had an excellent start to his campaign last time out at Donington Park, when he managed to get himself onto the podium in his very first race. He got a third and a fifth in the two races at Donington Park. So Alex Ninovich, one of the Australian drivers in the field with the Rodin Motorsport squad, formerly known as Carlin or Rodin Carlin last year. And he's new to Formula 4 as well in Britain, but did race in the Spanish Formula 4 Championship last year. And that was with Rodin as well. Finished on the podium in Valencia. Great karting record. Percentage of 77% of the races he did in karting, and there were over 500 of them. He got on the podium, which is very impressive. And then third place in the race, and going really well in qualifying this morning, another newcomer in his first season of cars, straight from karting, for 16-year-old Rowan Campbell-Pilling. He's in the number 42 car in third place, and karting and seniors started out really with an interest in trial biking, but then moved to four wheels, and it's proved to be a good decision by the looks of things. So he's been really impressive. He's the top rookie at the moment, and there's a rookie championship as well as the overall championship. Rookies being not just drivers in their first season of British F4, but drivers with no real previous experience of Formula 4 racing. So he's there in third place, and then you've got in fourth place another newcomer to the championship, having raced to a very high standard last year in the Ginetta Junior Championship. Number four, Ariza Siruthan, who is from Dorset, 17 years of age, and was third in Ginetta Juniors last year, and had a great weekend at Brands Hatch, where he took a clean sweep of race wins and made history by being the first driver to win all three races and lead every lap of every race in the entire history of the Ginetta Junior Championship. And when you consider some of the names that have come up through Ginetta Juniors, people like Lando Norris, that's quite an achievement. So he's there in the number four car in fourth place, continuing to clear up the stricken cars. But they're nearly there now, and great job by the recovery team and the marshals. So onto the flatbed now has gone Ella Lloyd's car, number 44. Already they've removed Mika Abraham's car, and continuing to go through the pit lane behind the safety car, the British F4 cars, but it might be, maybe, at the end of this lap, we get underway. Car 9, Abby Pulling, is under investigation for overtaking car 56 during the safety car period. So that is being looked at by the officials at the moment. So that's just popped up on the message screen. Worth knowing, Abby at the moment running in 7th place. So great to have Abby Pulling back in British F4. She had to drop out of the 2021 season due to a lack of funding, having been a top six finisher in the championship in 2020. Former double British karting champion and great success in the W Series, and now in the F1 Academy, which she leads after winning three of the first four races at Jeddah in Saudi Arabia and at Miami. On the Formula 1 bill, also finished second in the other race. So great to see Abby Pulling back here with a dual campaign in British F4. We are going to get back underway, though, because the safety car has peeled in. And 10.5 minutes to go, so it's become a kind of half race now as we get back up to speed after that long safety car period. And we can go racing now properly in these British F4 cars, all running on the Pirelli slick tyres. Got pretty close on the way into turn one between Ninovich and Fairclough, but Fairclough got a much better exit from Paddock Hill Bend and had a bit of breathing space up at Druids. So Fairclough makes his way downhill now into the left-hander Graham will bend off the back of a double pole position, his first pole position in British F4 at the start of his second season in the championship. And he's looking nice and rapid on the way through the left-hander at Surtees as well. Gets the back end of the car dancing around a bit, but it's all pretty spectacular and quick. Ninovic can't quite live with him at the moment. And just behind him, Campbell Pilling and Siruthan in third and fourth positions. So through come the top four. Bit of a gap back then to fifth and sixth, which are James Higgins and Jack Sherwood, both in their second season of the championship. They make their way down the hill on the exit to Paddock Hill Bend, and it's completely blinding to there when you're sat in a Formula 4 car just a couple of inches off the tarmac. You have to remember and be brave enough to point the car in the right direction and hope you got the right racing line through there as you drop off a cliff and you climb up to Druids and you get downhill again into the left-hander at Graham Hill Bend. It's a very undulating circuit, this. The back straight's slightly uphill as well, up through Cooper Strait and then through the left at McLaren and the right at... the left at Surtees and the right at McLaren, you're still continuing to climb uphill. It dips down, then it rises up again as you come towards the end of the lap through Clark Curve. And Deegan Fairclough still around about half a second or so ahead. Grows the gap to a little bit to 0.7 seconds. He's got the fastest lap of the race. And Deegan Fairclough just edging away a little bit more on that lap from Alex Ninovich. Campbell Pilling in third place. It's pretty close to the tail of the second place car, but not close enough to attack as yet. And going with him is Siruthan, who's been really impressive so far. He's a complete rookie to these single-seater cars, of course, having come up through Ginetta Juniors. Did a bit of Fun Cup endurance racing at the end of last season as well to try something different. Did very well in that. So he's obviously very adept at moving into different types of car. Had a position change on that lap for 19th place with number 23, the other driver that stalled off the line, but... Actually, worse stall it was than Abraham's, but Schoolar has got going, and 19th place, he's gained one. But only the top 10 score points, remember. 25 for a win, down to a point for 10th place. Point for fastest lap as well. Coming down the hill then, with a gap now of nearly 0.9 seconds, is the race leader, Deegan Fairclough, looking to add to his championship tally here and pull away while he can, really, from these young newcomers to the championship that will definitely close the gap in the second half of the season once they get used to things. So this is the time where the second season racers like Fairclough and Abrahams need to really push on and make that experience count and pull away from the rookies before they all get the idea of how to do this properly. So Fairclough goes through. Gap stays about the same on that lap, 45.518 for him, a 45.519, a thousandth slower for Ninovic, and a 45.558, just a fraction slower in third place on that lap for Campbell Pilling. So that's three very evenly matched drivers. Everybody really having a really super tight battle in the top 10 at the moment, but just out of the top 10, it is pretty close. There's a couple of duels going on, just making their way out of Graham Hill Bend now. 48 in 11th place is being driven by Alex Berg, whose dad was a sometime Formula 1 racer just for a part season in the mid-1980s. Drove for the Osler team, which is a pretty underfunded team, but was in Formula 1. Didn't score any championship points, but also raced in DTM and raced in the Mexican F2 Championship. Alex comes from Canada. He's the son of Alan Berg, who raced for 9 Grand Prix in 1986 in Formula 1. So he's trying to get himself into 10th place, but he's also more worried, I think, about Bergstrom, number 22, that's not far behind him. Out of Graham Hill Bend they come onto the back straight, the Cooper Straight, just over 6 minutes left to go in the race. And all looking pretty much under control, because it's Deegan Fairclough has set a new fastest lap of the race last time around with a 45.375. 0.2 quicker than Ninovic on that lap. So the gap for the first time over a second as they come through once more. No changes up at the sharp end. What about the battles outside the top 10? Are they still raging on? Not quite as close as it was between Berg and Bergstrom. 0.3 seconds between them. They're also two rookie... Berg is not a rookie. Bergstrom is a rookie. In terms of the rookies who are going for their own podium as well, they fight for the overall championship. But they also fight for rookie championship points. Campbell Pilling in third place, number 42, easily the leading rookie here. The Chinese driver, number 56, Yan Piu Ku, is in eighth place. And ninth place, third best rookie as it stands, is Martin Molnar, the Hungarian driver, who's the first ever Hungarian to race at the British F4 Championship. We saw last weekend, of course, a maiden victory in Formula One for Lando Norris. And Lando was the champion in this category not that many years ago. He came up in the, on the Toker package through Ginetta Juniors. He raced in this championship. It was called the MSA Formula back then. But he was a champion with the Carlin Motorsport team, Lando Norris. And, of course, now he's a Grand Prix winner with McLaren at the Miami Grand Prix last weekend. And great names have come up through this championship. Many of them on their way up towards Formula One or in Formula One. Logan Sargeant, currently on the Formula One grid. Oscar Piastri, both raced in this championship in recent years as well. So, Degan Fairclough, like to add his name to that list of drivers that have come up through F4 to reach the dizzying heights of F1. He's certainly given a good account of himself over the last year or so in this championship. And now he's grown his advantage to 1.445 seconds. Closest battle on track at the moment is for 7th and 8th place. That's just up at Druid between Abbey Pulling and then in the blue Virtuosi run, the Finsey's car of Yampu Kui. They're coming down the hill and through Graham Hill Bend now. And just behind the pair of them, we got Molnar as well in 9th place. Kai Darianani is the last of the point scorers at the moment in 10th in car number 8 as the race leader Degan Fairclough goes through to start another lap. 3 minutes and 40 seconds left on the clock. Third and fourth is looking a bit tighter than it was as well. Campbell Pilling, yeah, he's only 0.4 of a second clear now of Risa Siruthan. So that gap comes down, heading up into Druids at the moment at the hairpin. And Siruthan was looking for a podium if he can out of this. Certainly he's the quicker of the two at the moment. He's seventh in the championship, had a fifth and a 14th in the two races at Donington. So he's looking for his first podium. And the number four car, the silver high-tech Pulse 8 car, is getting closer and closer with every corner almost. He's got the bit between his teeth and he is homing in on the 42 car of Rowan Campbell-Pilling. So third and fourth, almost, but not quite nose to tail. The gap at the start of the lap was 0.4 of a second. It is barely going to be through the right-hander at Paddock Hill Bend. Time running out, though. 2 minutes 43 seconds left on the clock. They hit the brakes. They go right through Druids using those Pirelli tyres. They make their way down then through into the left-hander at Graham Hill Bend. And through that exit, it's a slightly better run through there for Campbell Pilling, I would say. Just got half a car length advantage. So Campbell Pilling through towards the end of the lap with still that one and a half car length advantage. But Siruthan making a really good run of this to try and close the gap. Fairclough, 1.8 seconds clear at the end of the previous lap. Nearly 1.9 seconds clear now. But the gap from third to fourth, minimal as they go through Paddock Hill Bend with 2 minutes to go. So fighting hard here is Campbell Pilling to try and get this podium. Didn't have a great weekend at Donington, 20th and 15th in the two races, but we've seen what he's all about here at Brands Hatch today. Really rapid in qualifying. And here he is looking for a podium finish, and he's going to dig his heels in here. He's not going to give this up easily. Both looking for their first podium. Whatever happens, even if he does drop to fourth place, it's going to be his first points in the championship for Rowan Campbell-Pilling, but he could be going straight up onto the podium. And of course, he will be the winning rookie as well. So he'll get two trophies for this and a load of points for the rookie championship as well as the 15 points for third in the overall standings. 1 minute, 15 seconds to go. He's got two laps to hang on to this. He's not put a wheel wrong so far. He's soaking up the pressure that's coming from Risa Siruthan as they make their way through the right-hander now at Druids. For what will be the penultimate time down towards Graham Hill Bend. Fairclough leads, Ninovich second, Campbell Pilling third, Siruthan in fourth. Higgins is fifth, Sherwood is sixth, Pulling is seventh, Quiz in eighth place, Molnar in ninth, Darianani in tenth place. And then you've got Berg in 11th, just out of the points. Bergstrom 12th, Harrison 13th, Robinson 14th, Chong 15th, Gaderman 16th, Dodd 17th, Fuin 18th, Schoolart 19th, Raber 20th. We've lost Abrahams and Lloyd, and we've got the race leaders through onto the final lap of the race with just about 36 seconds left on the clock when they went through. So no more time at the end of this one. The time will run out when they're up at Clearways, and it will be the checkered flag next time across the line for Degan Fairclough. It's going to be second, surely, for Alex Ninovich. But what about third? It should be, if he can hang on to it and not make a mistake, Campbell Pilling. But he's got to stay on it because there's only a car and a half length clear.
Milovic with a track warning.
He has, but hopefully he'll be all right because he's only got a couple of corners to go. But he doesn't want to get one on this lap just in case it does add to a five-second penalty. Here, though, is the checkered flag, and it's a win for Deegan Fairclough. He takes the victory comfortably in the end. Ninovic in second, Campbell Pilling in third, with a tremendous first podium after disappointment at Donington Park. Sierra Ruth, a really good effort in fourth place as well. Higgins fifth, Sherwood sixth, Pullings crossed the line in seventh, Kew in eighth, Molnar in ninth, and Darian Arney, the other points finisher, in 10th place.